Jim Harris of Arkansas Sports360.com.
Hey.
Hey, James.
Hey. What's going on? Hey.
What's going on with you?
It's a beautiful day. We should be doing this from a golf course.
I honestly stepped outside this morning. I was halfway to my car, and I thought, I'm going to go inside, I'm going to call Pat, and I'm going to stay home, and I'm going to go play 36 today.
This would be the day.
So here I am sitting at work, like the slappy that I am.
Slappy.
Jim.
Here we are talking.
Jim, what's your middle name?
Patrick.
Okay.
Padraig.
Would you be okay if your kid called you Jim P?
No, it's okay.
All right. Well.
Why?
Well, I'm just saying because there's been a lot made about the guy that's currently serving as the head coach at Arkansas being called by his first name and middle initial.
John L.
Yeah, no. But because of a suggestion by Rex Nelson, we're no longer actually saying his name. But it has been brought up many times over that it's a little out of the ordinary, to say the least.
John Smith.
Mm-hmm. So from now on, he's just that guy. So I'm not picking on him. I'm not poking at him. I don't think he's responsible. I don't blame him for much of anything except for changing the snapper before the Alabama game, which made basically it was like pouring gasoline on a huge fire.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We're not saying his name anymore.
One thing. Yeah.
Because I don't blame him and because he's not the future, I don't think there's any point in even bringing his name into it. I'm going to keep his name out my mouth. A couple of stats as I look through here, Jim, and we know it's been bad. We know there have been issues. There is something that's been a recurring theme with this team for some time now. In fact, I can't remember the last time there was an Arkansas team that was good at it, and that is takeaways. And there are issues offensively. There are problems on special teams. There is plenty of blame to go around, but I cannot imagine having a team that is worse at takeaways. This team has really, really struggled in that regard.
They're really horrible.
And when you combine that with a team that's giving it away at a pretty good pace, that doesn't amount to a very good team. Numbers that jumped out at me. Arkansas has thrown 10 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. Arkansas has given up 14 touchdowns passing and forced but one interception in the 2012 campaign.
Yeah. at about this point last year, after four games last year, Arkansas was only 5 behind its turnover margin.
Mm-hmm.
A minus 5. Mm-hmm. And I think it was pretty low on either side. This year, we're minus 13, and it's not getting better. I mean, each week, it's like Arkansas commits 3 or so turnovers. The opponent plays almost a perfect game, as far as holding on to the ball. I mean, that's a recipe for defeat, even in the neighborhood of, 24-10, 31-17,
mm-hmm.
Much less 58-10.
Right.
Last year's team came on. Petrino said that he just thought it was kind of like it would even out. It's just kind of a luck thing. I've talked to different people about turnovers in the past few weeks, and I've written about them a couple of columns the past couple of weeks that included that discussion where fumbles are luck. Just the shape of the football alone. Holding on to the ball is not luck, but you're going to get it belted away some.
Mm-hmm.
The shape of the football alone is it may bounce to you, it may bounce to the other team. You saw the other day, A&M almost took one back to the house early when Nile Davis fumbled,
mm-hmm.
and it bounced around there, and somehow it ended up in, Demetrius Wilson's hands for Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
and they avoided disaster from it. Okay, but interceptions, and you're making a great point. We talk about teams have 14 touchdown passes, Arkansas has one interception. And that's totally pretty much skill on the defensive side as opposed to luck.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, too, Arkansas.
You're forcing a bad pass, a risk, you're making the catch.
Well, I guess I could say the recovery of a fumble is somewhat luck. I think there is something in the mindset to holding on to the football. You're right. Everybody's going to cough it up occasionally. But Arkansas has had 20 fumbles. 20 this year. They have lost 7 of those fumbles. But they have coughed it up 20 times. They have forced 8 fumbles. They have recovered a fumble. A interception.
They've actually been lucky.
A fumble.
I mean, if it's luck and it's like a coin flip, It ought to be 50-50. So, in a way, Arkansas is ahead of the game for fumbling so many times and only losing seven.
Yeah.
You're right. To cough it up 20 times. I mean, you know, you go back in the one time Arkansas claimed a national championship team, 1964,
mm-hmm.
that team lost six fumbles for the season.
Well, that definitely helps. I will say this. There's one positive I found here. 39% on third down they're allowing. Now, they're only converting 33%, but the defense is only allowing 39% third downs. So there's something to be said for that. And at first I thought, well, maybe they're not getting to third down very often. Maybe they're making first down on first down or second down. But Arkansas has 67 third down attempts. Their opponents have 80. And, oh, by the way, Arkansas ran like 100 plays last week. So, I mean,
so Arkansas's third down
defensive conversion
then, because it was 40% going into the A&M game.
Well, they didn't convert a lot of third downs.
They didn't have a lot of third
downs. That was the problem in that game, yes.
They didn't have to get to third down.
I'm just trying to find anything positive.
Arkansas obviously improved a little bit, it sounds like.
Yeah.
They did convert some third down. And heck, they had 515 yards of offense.
That's true.
That should have been worth putting up 30 points, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you made a great point in the game before that. I mean, part of this has to fall on the offense. It's not that they're not moving the ball. It's the execution inside the 20s. Their red zone performance has been dismal, and they're not making plays inside the red zone. It's been an issue. Arkansas is 63% inside the red zone. They are 47% on red zone touchdowns. They're allowing 71 and 65.
Yeah.
So 65% of the time, opponents are scoring touchdowns inside the red zone.
Right. So. And I mean, offensively, it really plummeted. They were, 11-14 going into the game. So, I mean, they were 1 of 5 scoring, and that was only a field goal the other day. 5 times in the red zone, they came away with 3 points instead of 35. So, I mean, you're looking at it then, a game a lot more like last year at Arlington if the execution was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where, you know, these guys who lead the parade for, boy, we'd be a lot better if Bobby Petrino was still the coach. Well, he's not the coach. But if he was the coach, you know, 58-10 wouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
I think we know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 52-0 to Alabama wouldn't be happening. There'd be better attention to detail and execution, and the game might have been a lot different, a lot more closer to that 42-38 game last year
mm-hmm.
in Arlington. But a lot of the problems of why that game was how it was again what we're seeing now. That I mean, there's not a and it goes back to your turnover point. Man, there's not a playmaker on the defense. There's not one. I can't think of one guy.
I can give Highsmith a slight nod. He's about the only guy that isn't doing anything over there, statistically speaking, at least.
Well,
I mean, he was a double-digit tackle guy.
He had a lot to make.
He's having a lot of opportunities, I know.
Yeah, they're on the field twice as much as the offense.
Yeah.
So he's on the field two-thirds of the game if he plays at all. But I just don't see anybody over there. You know, and I'm not so sure they did it in practice. So here you've got the first team offense in practice. Let's just say Arkansas's offense working against their defense at a couple of different moments in August and then in the spring. Well, you know, they're not knocking the ball away. They're not knocking it. You know, Nile Davis didn't really get any contact anyway, but. I mean, if they're not forcing turnovers on the football field against opponents on Saturday, they probably weren't doing it on the field in practice.
That's probably true.
And then Arkansas is, I mean, I think Tyler Wilson didn't see any pass defense when he's in practice because the opponents aren't seeing
right.
any pass defense when they step back and throw.
Well, you asked before the A&M game, is this guy going to look like a Heisman Trophy finalist? Well, I think that's been answered pretty loudly, yes. But my thing is, I'm not losing hope until Kyle Frazier looks like a Heisman Trophy candidate, because if he does, there is no reason to get interested in much else the rest of the way. because they have been about as inept as any offense, not only in the SEC West, not only in the SEC, but in the whole country. I wouldn't trade that offense with anybody that Arkansas has played this year. Not even Jacksonville State, I don't think.
If somehow the schedule was such that Arkansas had to play Monroe again, you know, like, say, this week,
mm-hmm.
I think they'd get taken off the field. I think they'd get whipped. I don't think it would be anywhere close to the game where Arkansas led that thing, you know, 21-7, where Wilson got hurt, 28-7 when Allen took over. I think they just lost any edge they had. I think if they had to play anybody that's versatile, like Colton Browning mm-hmm. was, and like we saw with Manziel, I mean, it's just gotten to a point where I don't know if they really care that much. They don't care enough. They have enough care through a point in the game until something disastrous happens. And then they just crack.
So the question becomes, is that going to happen at any point this season?
I would think so. I mean, they're kind of running out of chances that they meet teams with, you know, similar deficiencies. Auburn would be one.
Right.
Interestingly, Auburn is 9.5-point favorite. If Auburn has one thing in their favor, is that they do have a lot better defense than maybe people realize down here, and that they can probably cause as much problems to Arkansas as Texas A&M. Well, actually, A&M didn't cause any problems except in the red zone.
Arkansas caused problems for Arkansas most of the time.
Yeah, they caused problems for themselves. Well, let me tell you, Auburn can athletically cause Arkansas offense problems that maybe they haven't seen yet. Well, Alabama, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, Arkansas's defense is going to get to play the worst offense it's going to see.
Yeah.
You know, Ole Miss's offense is way better than Auburn's. And then Kentucky, I don't know about Kentucky. They lost their quarterback for the season now, Maxwell Smith. They'll have to go with Newton if he's healthy. And that's coming up in 2 weeks. And did you say yesterday that game's going to be at 6 a.m.?
6 a.m., Jim.
That's good. They set that time perfectly.
You know what?
So nobody can watch it.
They'll probably have to call a state trooper that got Rory McIlroy to the course on time to get him there. So Auburn, no, I mean, it's true because we talked about this yesterday. I mean, they are the worst team in the SEC in offense. And the thing is, as bad as Arkansas has been, Tyler Wilson's averaging passing this year 338 yards a game, okay? They are averaging as an offense, the Tigers, 297 yards of offense. Y'all, they are so – as much – everything we've been saying about Arkansas's defense, that's exactly what's being said about Auburn's offense. And I have watched Auburn as much as I've watched Arkansas, Jim. They are that inept. They have a weapon. And I guess Lutzenkirchen's supposed to be a great tight end, but nobody can get in the ball, so he's been totally irrelevant. I watched them play Mississippi State. He had a catch, I think, in the whole game. They're so bad, but McCaleb's like the only thing they have going for him.
Yeah, but he's likely to bust a couple of runs against Arkansas.
You're right. And they may score 21. They may score 28. I still think Arkansas will find a way to make it interesting.
Kyle Frazier may kind of resemble little Cam Newton, you know, I mean, in this game. I can remember him scoring last year. Early in the game.
I remember him throwing two interceptions.
Game 14-7.
I remember him throwing two picks.
He did, and I remember Auburn having no passing game last year at all. If Auburn's able to throw on Arkansas, then they can't stop anybody. And Ole Miss will beat them, and Kentucky may beat them.
See, I would have much rather gotten Ole Miss earlier. Because, like I said, I've said this a few times, they're getting better every week.
Yeah, Ole Miss is getting better every week, and Auburn at least is improving defensively. They've got a coordinator, you know, Brian Van Gorder, who actually is he's having to experiment with different things, and they do lack talent that Auburn used to like you know, used to boast in the secondary and at linebacker, but he's got some front line guys, and he's got some safeties that can cause some havoc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's got
I think
defensive line that's close to Auburn standards.
Yeah, I do think they're going to find a way to throw. If they had to run the ball this week to win, I'd be very concerned. But the fact that I don't think anybody's going to totally shut them down passing. At least nobody left on their schedule. I like their chances.
They have to throw from behind in a lot of cases. I mean, 59 passes, a school record for Wilson is just
for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's just too many.
Well, they did develop.
And I thought I saw a glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
I saw some running that was at one point it looked like Arkansas had found a way to move the football with balance. I thought it's hard to believe a game that was 58-10 was actually in the balance and Arkansas in position with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter.
You're right.
I mean, it's just.
But you're right.
It blows my mind.
You made a great point, though. If things start going south, it's going to tank. I mean, that's not a good thing. But this is definitely a team you got to feel like you can make some progress with. And I thought, look, it's hard to say watching that game that you felt better afterwards. But I did. I mean, honestly, I finally saw some semblance of a run game. Sure, it was only in the draw, but that's fine. Look, their defensive linemen are going to be able to get upfield against Arkansas's offensive line. So hey. If you can't beat them, join them. Let them get upfield, and let's do something else. Let's run some screens. Let's run some draws.
Sure.
And if that's your run game for the year and all you do is throw the ball 45 times a game and then run 15 draws, cool, whatever. If that's what it takes, go for it.
Sure. Lou Holtz was the master at using the influence block where a guy basically blocks himself out of the play against you. I mean, he made a living with it when he coached Arkansas. Arkansas never – necessarily has a, you know, dynamic, powerful Southern Cal-like offensive line or Alabama line where you got four parade All-Americans. But, yeah, I saw some semblance of a good plan again. I mean, there was a good plan in the Alabama game. I hear these people say the coaching's lousy, there's no plan. Yeah, there is. There's a plan. But eventually it just takes nothing for these players who have no one they're really accountable to because the staff's gone after this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't want to knock the players, but they're pointing at themselves. They go, yeah, it's on us. I mean, right. Several of them have done that, but it's like I saw this happen. I've seen this happen before. I mean, 20 years ago, I mean, when there's no real – when the staff is known to be probably gone after that year, they're coaching their heart out. I mean, they're coaching hard, but the players don't feel like there's really anybody to really answer to, and then there's not that same motivating factor. There's no way to click it, to click the switch off when the momentum goes the other way. When it goes, it's gone.
Injury report not good for Arkansas this week so far. Greg not cleared. Bennett not cleared. I don't expect Mitchell to be back for the next few weeks. I don't know that I don't expect them to try to get a medical for him, but we'll see. I got to think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he had a gallbladder removed. I can't imagine that they'd let him play until at least 6 weeks after that.
Yeah.
Even if it was laparoscopic. I mean, it's abdominal surgery. I never thought he'd be back soon. And heck, you're pointing out a good thing there. I mean, the way the season's gone, I mean, maybe it'd be better to give him a full run in the future and forget this one.
That's my deal. But I think they do need Greg this week for sure.
They need Greg. I guess he's just got one of those deep bruises that take time to heal. I don't know what's wrong with Bennett.
Well, there may be nothing wrong with either one.
With Bennett.
You never know what kind of answers you're getting. I don't even know if this – I can't trust any injury report they give me at this point, so.
But isn't it interesting that when things go south like this, everybody's getting hurt? And I know some of them are like concussions, and you say there's no way to avoid that. I mean, gosh, I'm beginning to wonder, what's wrong with Arkansas's helmets that they're using, I mean – I mean, it just starts to sound like, tell me what could go wrong to make it awful, and it's going wrong for them.
That's about right. You're not suggesting that people are faking injuries, though?
No, no, no. Okay. No, I'm not. I'm not suggesting faking on at least 90% of the injuries. Anyway.
Are you saying that there's a Rodney Dangerfield? Oh, my arm!
I think there may be some people with the turn that are looking at the score and needing Danny Noonan to take over.
Danny Noonan, where are you? Everybody understands it's way more fun to play on a team that's winning a bunch than a team that's getting their heads beat in. So let me ask you about one thing. Jason Bryant says, with Tommy Tuberville being 4-0, if they continue their success, he'll be considered. Defensive coordinators Art Kaufman, who's from Dermott, he says. Defense is number one in total defense, pass defense, and passing efficiency, fifth in scoring defense. But I will point out they haven't played anybody. The best team they played was last week, and it was Iowa State, and they did handle them. They got to play Oklahoma, West Virginia, Texas, TCU, and Kansas State. And he says if they continue like that, he'll be considered. Look, if his numbers and his ranks in those defensive categories are that high at the end of the season after playing those teams, okay, I'm cool with it. What's the best option at this point? Has the picture changed at all in the last week?
only the rumor picture, and only the idea that there is a board of trustee that, you know, really is pushing Butch Davis really strongly. Mm-hmm. Tuberville was, you know, in his third season here at Tech, was to show that he'd really turn Tech around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if he wins eight games, he beat OU last year with he didn't have much on defense.
Yeah. Now, if they went eight this year, I'd be very impressed, to be honest with you.
In fact, I think he had talent that was comparable probably last year anyway, and I haven't seen him this year except I've seen their results. He had talent that's comparable to what they're having to deal with at Arkansas this year, you know, and they gave up tons of points in it. I think they had a tough injury quarterback last year, and I think the last half of their season went south, did it not? I mean, even with a coach as great as – I mean, I think Tuberville's done a great job everywhere he's been.
Yeah.
And he is an Arkansan, and he probably should have been – you know, there's some people that still believe he should have been the coach after Danny Ford. So.
Look, he needs to coach every team in the West before his career is over.
He probably does. He needs to at least get four of them. People thought he'd be the A&M coach before at some point. You know, he had been an assistant there. So, he needs to coach everywhere in the West. He'd be headed that way if he got the Arkansas job. Because he has coached at A&M. He was a head coach at Ole Miss and Auburn. That'd be something, wouldn't it?
That'd be impressive.
I just don't know, but I guess Paul Rhodes is off the list now. Or off my list.
I don't know. Hey, Jim, we got to go. Thanks for the call, man. I'm sorry I missed this break here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Justin.
No, that's my bad.
We got to get paid.
Yeah, that's for sure. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim.
See ya.